This is Glenn Hauser with World of Radio number 1305. World of Radio is a listener-supported public service program about communications around the world, especially shortwave. On this edition, recorded February 22nd, Shredding VOA, reactivations in Roswell, Mexico, Cajigal. Off the air in Blackfoot, Loma Linda, Freeport, San Juan, Asuncion, Esperanza. New stations for Alaska, Belarus, Laos, China. Frequency changes for Chile, Cameroon, Ethiopia. English from Faroe Islands, Greece, Armenia. Gabon helps Libya jam and relay Algiers. Standard disclaimer. An anonymous source at the Voice of America tells me that with the close down of English radio, except for English to Africa and special English, there will be no more newscasts, not even on the VOA website, and the English language music channels will end. Listeners are encouraged to write to representatives in the U.S. House and Senate to oppose the proposed cuts. Meanwhile, we see in the Federal Register that as required by the Sunshine Act, the Broadcasting Board of Governors announced they would be holding yet another secret meeting Wednesday afternoon, February 22nd, to address internal, procedural, budgetary, and personnel issues and sensitive foreign policy issues relating to potential options in the U.S. international broadcasting field. In the past 2 weeks, there's been quite a bit relating to this in the press. All Things Considered on National Public Radio, February 13th, had a segment about the changes at Voice of America, including this comment from former VOA director Sanford Unger. It is as if to say that we, as a country and as a political culture, prefer that people around the world not get their news from the United States in English. We prefer that they get it from Al Jazeera, China, Russia, France, Australia, all sorts of people who are broadcasting in English. And VOA congressional correspondent Dan Robinson said, "The symbolism of eliminating English is devastating. This is the language of the world. For VOA to do away with that, for the board to make a decision like that, is just unthinkable. The VOA has provided a valuable service and a journalistic service reflecting the standards of American journalism to the world." Media Network quotes the Washington Institute for Near East Policy, where a visiting fellow, Mehdi Khalaji, says, "U.S. broadcasters are not up to the challenge of public diplomacy with Iran. The VOA's Persian service, with low ratings and aging staff, and an image of being the official voice of the U.S. government, can have at best only modest impact. And Radio Farda has potential, but as currently run, suffers from management problems made worse by turnover. Its production has dropped both in quantity and quality. A major overhaul is needed." And he says the Persian language website is out of touch with modern Iran. The terms used are more typical of pre-revolutionary Iran. Via BBC Monitoring, the Daily Times of Pakistan reported, "The Voice of America has refused to disclose the financial basis of an arrangement whereby 30 minutes of programming it supplies five times a week is broadcast by the Pakistani news channel GEO, G-E-O. It's a program called Beyond the Headlines, telecast in prime time. A VOA official says it has not given GEO the right to edit or withhold VOA programs. However, on at least two occasions, VOA programs have not been shown by GEO at the instance of official quarters in Pakistan. Such are the risks of relying on relays in the target country rather than broadcasting from outside on shortwave. On a related subject, BBCM quotes the Tempo website in Indonesia. "The ban on the relay of overseas news broadcasts has come into force, but some stations continue to ignore it. There seems to be no change in the Voice of America aired by Metro TV. However, since the beginning of the previous week, the program from Uncle Sam has been a recorded event instead of a live broadcast. Metro TV asked to be fed an hour in advance so they could check it out." Medium wave listeners in Western North America had noticed quite a gap on their dial at 10:20 for several nights, if not weeks. KINF, Roswell, New Mexico, 50 kilowatts, not to be heard. However, we heard from people bringing the station back on the air. such as Don Nickum, operations manager, that it returned to the air on February 10th. They're adopting a new format, Classic Country, and we're running a tease during the first few nights, just repeating the same thing over and over on a loop, something to do with a ticking clock. This made it easy to identify to pull out of the interference for DXers at a considerable distance from New Mexico. Furthermore, the Roswell station is resuming the call sign it had once before, which in the meantime has been in use in Kansas City, KCKN. Time is running out for broadcasters who put an X-band station on the air to decide whether they want to keep that station or turn off their in-band station. Such were the rules as originally in force, although some of them have managed to get around it. Here's one which has decided not to keep the new X-band frequency. They prefer their old frequency instead in Blackfoot, Idaho. 1620 KBLI is now off the air, but they're retaining their facility on 690, says Bill Hale of the National Radio Club. Les Rayburn informs us that another special medium wave DX test is scheduled for early Monday morning, February 27th, from midnight to 1 a.m. Eastern, or 05 to 06 UT. It's from WDAB 1580 in a place called Traveler's Rest, South Carolina. It'll be running 5 kilowatts non-directional, including Morse code IDs, sweep tones, and voice IDs. Reports are preferred, if possible, by email to les@highnoonfilm.com. There is a new operation called the High Accuracy National Differential GPS Station in Hagerstown, Maryland, on the strange frequency of 454 kHz. Brock Whaley, just outside Atlanta, Georgia, says he can hear it all day as well as at night, including around local noontime. There's a brief data burst every second and continuous data at 1 kbps. It's apparently running 10 kilowatts into a 300-foot vertical. Brock and Perry Krabel in the National Radio Club point out it's not a good idea to pick a frequency so close to the standard intermediate frequency of many AM and shortwave receivers, 455 kilohertz. It's likely to cause internal interference problems. Via Kevin Redding, ABDX, we learned that KPH, the historic Morse code station, is doing another of its occasional special broadcasts Sunday, February 26, from its original location in Marin County, California, and it, too, uses a frequency in that area, 426 kilohertz, or 500 as well, plus shortwave 6477.5. Special transmissions are scheduled to start at 1800 UT. There's a ham station associated as well to handle radiogram traffic, K6KPH, on 7050, its listening frequency. The reactivated Richard Wood in Hawaii picked up a station in Alaska on 1240 kilohertz. Trouble is, none are listed in the entire state on that frequency. It seemed to be in Seward with an ID as KWVV, but that's an FM on 103.5 in Homer. Mauno Ritala points out there is a construction permit, apparently now on the air, for a station in Seward, Alaska, but with a different call, KFSH. Julian Santiago Diaz de Bonilla in Mexico City, associated with Radio Mil 6010, has been trying for the last several weeks to get the Cubans to turn off the jammer since Radio Republica is no longer on that frequency. Finally, in mid to late February, it appears they have done that. But there remains other interference. Julian says that La Voz de Tu Conciencia Colombia apparently turns off its transmitter on weekends at local midnight, 0500 UT. So that gives you another opportunity to hear Radio Mil. Another Mexico City shortwave station had been off the air for 2 or 3 months, XERTA 4810 variable, but Julian says it was again being heard on February 16th at 2200 UT with the usual religious programming. He found out that at the moment they were testing with an inverted V dipole on the building where their studios are inside Mexico City rather than up on the mountain, and they were running 300 watts. Also heard by Jim Ronda in Tulsa, NASA flash sheet at 0122 UT, to 0158, February 17th. As for a couple of much more difficult stations to hear outside Mexico, Julian Santiago Diaz de Bonilla has continued to hear the clandestine Radio Insurgente every Friday afternoon on approximately 6,000 kilohertz, starting as early as 2047 UT and closing around 2146. Since its recent reactivation, XEXQ Radio Universidad San Luis Potosí 6045 has not managed to be on the air every day, but when they are, the approximate schedule Monday through Friday is from 13 until 02 UT. However, they close earlier on weekends. That one is only 250 watts. From Boca Raton, Florida, W. Kurt Deegan on the medium wave list, such as IRCA, has been keeping an ear on the only three medium wave stations in the Bahamas. They, too, have been coming and going, especially the one in Freeport on 810. It's been off the air for days at a time, they said, for some kind of maintenance work. 1240 in Nassau has also been missing at times, but 1540 has been staying on. On the other side of Florida, in Clearwater, Terry L. Kruger has been keeping an ear on 530 for the occasional airborne broadcasts of Radio Marti. They're usually only on Saturday evenings when they occur. However, he heard one on a Friday, February 10th, at 2235 UT. 8 days later, it was missing on Saturday the 18th. Marty Delfin in Spain, who used to live in Puerto Rico, sends news from El Nuevo Día in Puerto Rico that the public radio station there, WIPR AM 940, is being closed for lack of funding. It was one of the last stations carrying a daily radio novela. I checked their website and found out more. Here's what they say officially. The AM 940 is being closed down for a few months, they say, in order to digitalize it. They say it is required that the station be converted to digital. Well, there is no such requirement by the FCC. It's entirely voluntary on the AM band. So is this a cover story for some other reason, such as a dwindling audience? In any event, their FM, WIPR, is remaining on the air. Of course, as many mainland stations have proven, you do not have to close down the analog AM operation entirely for months just to install IBOC. Since February 19th or so, Venezuela's time signal station YVTO, Observatorio Naval Cajigal, has returned to the air after some months missing from 5,000 kilohertz, reported by Jose Elias Diaz Gomez, who quickly got an electronic QSL, also by Adan Gonzalez in Venezuela, February 20th, and by Manuel Mendez in Spain. So if you hear Spanish announcements under WWV on 5,000 only, that's probably it. YVTO in Venezuela. Manuel Mendez in Spain also notes that lately Marfil Estéreo Colombia appears to have been missing from 5910. At least he's no longer hearing it. Well, how convenient, since Ukraine went to the trouble to move off that frequency to avoid its interference for the remainder of the B season until the end of March on 5880. Manuel Mendez in Spain notes another station and thus country which is inactive is Radio Nacional del Paraguay 9737, not heard since about November 20th. He says they had nice programs of Paraguayan music, news, and sports. So he inquired of the station, but all they said in reply was, thanks for listening. We'll let you know when we're on the air again. Since the beginning of the bee season, that was the last Sunday in October, there's been a collision between Voz Cristã in Chile, Brazilian service on 15485, and the BBC, which is already using that frequency for Africa. Now Célio Romais in Brazil tells us that finally on February 27th, CBC is moving to 15525, but only between 11 and 17 UT. They'll continue on 15485 from 17 to midnight. Manuel Mendez caught an unusual program from Radio Nacional Argentina, 15345, February 4th at 2230 UT. It's called Simplemente Islam. Turns out it's a weekly program about Islam from the Islamic Center of Buenos Aires. That's Saturdays at 2230. On the Condish list, Arnaldo Slein in Argentina says, I'm reporting LRA 36, Radio Nacional, Arcangel San Gabriel in Antarctica, inactive. I've tried for it 2 different days and 2 different weeks, and no sign of it. Well, I think this often happens in February and midsummer when they're rotating staff. Manuel Mendez in Spain also says, I am in agreement. I have not been able to hear it either, probably since the beginning of this year. The media magazine you monitor with your mind, World of Radio number 1305. Our address, P.O. Box 1684, ENID OK 73702 USA, or WORADIO at yahoo.com. Our thanks this week for financial support go to Jim Wishner in Minnesota. Beware of changes in timings for DX programs on WRMI. The Sunday 14 to 15 UT block on 7385 is gone, but DX Party Line and World of Radio may be heard an hour later between 15 and 16. There also may be a change to our other broadcast on WRMI, Sunday at 22:30. Some news about Ascension Island in the middle of the South Atlantic, that major shortwave relay base, which has other uses as well. Thanks to Dan Say for an article from Guardian in the UK. It seems that the British government has gone back on its word and is expelling some British residents of the island. The Foreign Office is accused of covering up the true reason. Many blame the Pentagon for pressuring Britain. They believe the U.S. wants to expand military operations on Ascension and objected to plans to increase tourism. Washington does not want its activities to be subject to unwanted scrutiny. Eric Kuya in Copenhagen tells us there is an English broadcast from the Faroe Islands. An Italian lady living there, Anna Lacchino, has a show in English every Tuesday night at 20 to 21 UT called Soul Nation. That's on their medium wave transmitter, 531 kHz, running 100 kilowatts, which they double only during the local newscast at 18:30 to 19. Or you can listen online, www.portal.fo. Here's another way Denmark is in trouble. Via clandestine radio watch, Gabriel Ivan Barrero reports that there is a website selling T-shirts and collecting funds for the FARC guerrillas in Colombia and the radio station Radio Resistencia. It's www.fightersandlovers.com, and it is apparently based in Denmark. They also sell T-shirts supporting the Popular Front for the Liberation of Palestine. Much to the displeasure of the government in Belarus, outside broadcasting has been set up because of the controlled press there, and there's a new service coming from Poland called Radio Racja from Bialystok. Bernd Trutnow, Lithuania, says it started February 22nd, 17 to 19 UT, on 1080 kHz with 350 kilowatts. A separate service is also starting shortly, February 26, called European Radio for Belarus. It's via Lithuania, 100 kilowatts on 612 kilohertz from 06 to 07. Dario Monferrini already complains that the new 1080 service is putting a good signal into Italy, interfering with Spain. At least on February 10th, Joe Hannon in New Jersey heard an unscheduled English broadcast from Vatican Radio, 5885, ending at midnight UT. It's supposed to sign off at 2300. Wolfgang Buschel points out there is a scheduled DRM broadcast in English until midnight UT. This may have been put on analog by mistake. Christopher Lewis in England was tuning around the 31-meter band February 17th and was surprised to hear an English news broadcast on 9935. That's the frequency of radio station Macedonia, Thessaloniki, Greece, which supposedly only broadcasts in Greek. This was sometime between 1245 and 1300 UT. John Bubbas followed up and found out the details from people at the station. Yes, we do have a 5-minute news program in English on a daily basis on 9935. However, this 5-minute show varies widely. It could be any time between 1200 and 1345 UT, 1 hour earlier in the summer. In the World DX Club, Edwin Southwell and Mike Ford in the UK say Voice of Armenia has retimed its external service, including English, now heard at 2010 to 2030 UT on 9965. and parallel 4810. Ulyss Fleming sends an opinion piece from the Herald in Harare, Zimbabwe, which tries to make the case that the state is required to jam pirate radios, that is, opposition clandestine broadcasts coming from outside the country. David Pringlewood in Harare says they must have forgotten the exact difference of meaning between in and into. Meanwhile, Media Network reports that the remand hearing of six trustees of Voice of the People was postponed to 28 February since the prosecution was not yet ready with its case. The trustees are being charged with broadcasting without a license, which carries a potential two-year prison penalty. They deny the charge as the transmissions come from Radio Netherlands Madagascar. Observer Bulgaria reports a frequency change for the weekly English-language clandestine show Radio Free Southern Cameroons, Sundays at 18 to 19 UT. Since January 29th, it's been on 11840, replacing 12130 from the Armavir site in Russia. And indeed, DX'd on the new frequency by Edward Kusilik in Alberta, February 19th. The test relays of RTV Algeria, which I reported in 1304, soon came to an end. They were not heard since February 5th, says Wolfgang Büschel. This was the series of tests via UK sites. They tested previously via France. However, Observer Bulgaria then issued a new schedule for more tests via France starting February 15th, but these were not to be heard immediately. Finally, on February 21st and 22nd, Wolfgang Büschel in Germany was hearing some of these from 06 or 07 UT on 11, 915, and 17, 755. Trouble is, that would not be propagating to Germany from France, but skipping over. At least in the case of 17755, quite strong, like other southern signals from Africa. So he thinks this is probably relayed via Moyabi Gabon. Although it's not been confirmed either, all the evidence from monitoring by myself and others, for propagational reasons and operational reasons, is pointing to Gabon also being the site for the African music jammer against the Libyan clandestine Salt Alamel, Voice of Hope, between 12 and 14 UT. It's continued to change frequencies, but lately it's been mostly on 17680, that is both Alamel and the jammer, which means over here it's blocked or mixing with Voz Cristiana in Chile. However, some other signals intended as jammers, some of them outright from Libya, but probably relayed from France, appear on other frequencies between 17655 and 17675. You never know what combination from one day to the next. You can read much more about it in recent issues of DX Listening Digest at worldofradio.com under Libya. Where I just could not resist calling all this Amal and the Afternoon Visitors. As for Gabon's involvement in this, Wolfgang Büschel says, my wild speculation, the Libyan secret services rented another fifth transmitter at Moyabi Gabon, connect their closed ties between Libyan broadcasting and TDF frequency management in France. This is to cover Libya from the southern side. Moyabi has four or five transmitters in very good shape due to technical aid by TDF. But I think since they rely on diesel power production at Moyabi, there may be only three on the air at any given time. Observer Bulgaria says that Voice of Ethiopian People in Amharic changed frequency since February 7th. It's on Tuesdays and Saturdays, only at 17 to 18 UT, 7590, replacing 7380. Site Samara, Russia. Jari Savolainen in Finland says he heard Coalition Maritime Radio, or Radio 1, whatever they call it, on a slightly different frequency February 12th during the local afternoon, 9134.5 upper sideband, with a loop tape in several languages, not including English. And apparently a related operation is reported by Max van Arnhem, Hardcore DX, who got this from Martin van Delft in Holland, 9223 upper from 16 UT in English, but with a non-native speaker, a pre-recorded announcement warning against involvement in pirate actions off Somalia. The Ohio Penn DX Bulletin reports there's a ham on Diego Garcia, also known as Chagos, who has beverages aimed at North America for top band 160 meters. look for VQ9LA on or above 1814 kilohertz between 1130 and 1530 at 22 to 01 UT. Jeff White of RMI says Minivan Radio for the Maldive Islands is back on indefinitely, at least through February, if funding holds up. That's 16 to 17 via Germany on 11800. And they're originating now in the UK rather than Sri Lanka. In communication of the British DX Club, Chris Greenway, who recently visited Islamabad, says Radio Pakistan's external services are in a bad way. Some listed transmissions are not heard at all. Others are pointless, heard only with a strong carrier, but no audio except a loud hum. The English transmission at 16 UT was heard on 6215 and 9375 with very poor audio, barely intelligible to me just down the road from the transmitter site. Wolfgang Büschel, Germany, BCDX, also heard a very strong distorted signal believed to come from Radio Pakistan, February 15th at 06 to 7 UT on 13100. Commander Elliott reports that the Royal Lao government in exile has been counseled by former CIA head James Woolsey to pursue plans for a radio program, which might be called Radio Free Laos. Ola Alm in Sweden tells us, so far the Chinese have not taken notice of VOA reductions. I've been checking the emptied frequencies from 07 to 11, and as February 8th, jamming persists unchanged, namely 15375, 12010, and 11825. Our service jammed by China is Sound of Hope. Media Network reports they've expanded their schedule as follows, 16 to 17 on 11765, 22 to 23, 9635, 23 to midnight, 7310, 11 to 13, 7280, and 13 to 14 on 7310. And the 16 broadcast on 11765 is reported by Jose Miguel Romero in Spain. Furthermore, Andy Sennett says there's yet another new broadcast on shortwave to China, a Falun Dafa station called Minghui Radio, M-I-N-G-H-U-I, or M-H for short. Details on it are at clearwisdom.net. The schedule is 22 to 23 on 7105, 13 to 14 on 6030, and maybe also 03 to 04 on 11700. We've had a number of reports now of Solomon Islands being active again on 9545, actually varied to 9543.2, heard by Tony Megan in New South Wales. But John Wright points out it collides with Deutsche Welle at 0800. Apparently this frequency is being tested and may be ultimately used for DRM. The SWL Winterfest is almost upon us in Culpsville, Pennsylvania, near Philadelphia, March 3rd through 5th. It's the major annual gathering in North America of shortwave listeners. Details at www.swlfest.com. The propagation outlook from Boulder issued February 21st, solar activity very low to low, geomagnetic field quiet to minor storm levels. ANK and Aziz dropping from 20 and 4 February 22nd to 8 and 3 or 5 and 2 February 27th until March 19th. Solar flux rising from 75 February 22nd to 25th to a peak of only 80 on the 26th to March 10th. And so concludes another World of Radio, number 1305. Glenn Hauser here. Hope you've enjoyed the show and will join me again next week.